Ladies and gentlemen, the New York Knicks go into Boston and absolutely take care of business. Ladies and gentlemen, we are witnessing greatness. We are witnessing greatness. Jalen Brunson is great. Jalen, I don't know what more to say about this dude. Went into Boston, took care of business, on the road, on the verge of closing this season out with 50 wins. This was a huge win. And I mean, we, in essence, we locked up the third seed. I mean, we'll go over the standings, but guys, man, another 39-point affair for JB tonight. And this dude has been, look, he's getting better. He's getting better. And I never thought, like, this dude is amazing. In fact, he torched Alex Caruso. He torched Jrue Holiday tonight. Boston tried throwing everything at him. Jrue Holiday, Brown, everybody was trying to guard Jalen Brunson tonight. And in back-to-back games, he torched one of the league's best defenders, right? You know, I'm glad this game was on TNT. I'm so glad this game was on TNT because the world got to witness Jalen Brunson. The NBA world got to witness Jalen Brunson. I'm glad this game was on TNT. Oh, let's go. Let's do this, man. Let's do this. Playoffs are right around the corner. I'm excited, man. This was a huge win for the Knicks. And look, I know, what did they say in the halftime? TMT was like Boston was they didn't look interested in tonight's game, yada, yada, yada. Look, Boston came out. They played all of their starters. Everyone was healthy. At the end of the day, I don't care. Could they have not been interested? Yeah, but in my opinion, look, Celtics missed a ton of threes to start. And what have we been saying about this Celtics team? When they miss a ton of threes, they're beatable. And what happened tonight? OG Anunoby with the New York Knicks. First time the Boston Celtics have seen OG Anunoby in the lineup. And we demolished them. Anunoby made an impact first quarter, second quarter, stealing a ball. Just the length from Anunoby. But number 11 is a problem, man. I'm hearing some of these comments. Lynette nearly gave me a heart attack at the end there. Can't relax on these. Yeah, Tom Thibodeau at the end there was going absolutely nuts. You could tell he was itching to put back in his starters there in the fourth quarter. Boston, I mean, in that fourth quarter, they hit, I want to say, like, close to, what, 7 threes in that fourth quarter? Mike says we had 35 defensive rebounds. The Celtics had 36 total. Yeah, that was your game. And Josh Hart had 16 of them. Josh Hart had 16 points, 16 rebounds, and 5 assists, just continuing to do Josh Hart things. And that's exactly what he does. His amazing season just continues to occur. So, and look, I mean, doesn't Jalen Brunson just leave you speechless? Just leaves you speechless. When he's like lulling his defender, step back three over Brown, over Tatum. He knows, oh my God, man. This is why I've been telling you guys. This is why I've been saying, as long as we got number 11, I am not concerned. As long as we got number 11 leading us in this year's playoffs, we have a shot. We got a shot. And now, look, two seed is right there. It's looking like we've pretty much, all in all, it's like a 90% chance we've locked up the third seed. So that's home court. That's avoiding Boston until the Eastern Conference Finals. Again, you want to avoid them until the Eastern Conference Finals. Tonight was a great step in that direction. Boston is still, you know, one of the best teams in the NBA, if not the best team in the NBA. And the Knicks went in there and simply, look, from start to finish, the Knicks are on a mission. The Knicks are on a mission to get to 50 wins, guys. They're on a mission to get to 50 wins, and they're going to get it. We got Brooklyn tomorrow, and then we got Chicago. And then that's a wrap on the season, and then that's when the fun, this is when the fun starts. But the Knicks are giving us a taste of what they're going to be like in the playoffs, man. Nobody wants to face this Knicks team. I'm telling you guys, nobody wants to face this Knicks team. Mike says, I paid $15.99 to watch the Knicks, and they didn't disappoint. S550, big body Brunson. Evan says, how did the Knicks do that in Boston? Look, man, Kenny Smith, you know, the funny thing is Kenny Smith at halftime said Jalen Brunson is by far the best player in the Eastern Conference. Ain't nobody want to hear that, Kenny. Ain't nobody want to hear that. After you pretty much crapped on him early on in the season, saying the problem with the Knicks is every given game, they don't have the best player going into the matchup. Those are your words, Kenny Smith. Those are your words. He mentioned Banchero. He mentioned Halliburton. He even threw in Donovan Mitchell. And now today he says that Jalen Brunson is by far the best player in the Eastern Conference. Stay on that side, Kenny. Like what John Morant said in the tunnel, stay on that side, man. Stay on that side. But look, I'm glad this game was on TNT. And look, the world got to witness Jalen Brunson. Brunson is the greatest. OG Anunoby from Twitter. Chuck and Charles just said the Pacers would beat us in a series. Look, Shaq and Charles said the Pacers would beat us in a series. They just said that. I don't care. I don't care what they said, honestly. Pacers beating us in a series the way the Knicks are playing right now with a healthy Anunoby and with the guys stepping up off the bench and with Bogdanović looking like this. Bogdanović, first half. What, 12 points in the first half? Look great. Huge part of to our success in this ballgame. Looking great. Mitchell Robinson demoralizing them on the offensive glass. Led says, who do you want to play, the Sixers, Heat, or Orlando, or Indiana? Led, I'll talk about that in a bit. I'll talk about the standings. I'll go through it all. And it's Orlando, though. I want to play Orlando. Evan says, Shaq got to eat that one. Big Taz says, we got Brunson. Evan, it looked like the Celtics were suffocated by the defense. Harlem World, what's going on? Imagine if we had Randall. Look, January was a dream, right? And Big Jew just got surgery, so hope for the best for Big Jew. But yes, look, this is why when January was occurring, when Randall was here, the Knicks fans said, we can take the Boston Celtics. And look, we beat them tonight. Whether you want to believe that they have everything locked up and they were playing like pretty much crap all game long. But yes, Harlem, Randall, rest up, Jew. But I still do think get a good matchup in the first round. Let's say we match up against Orlando. Let's say we match up against Indiana. We get the second or third seed. The second round is going to be a winnable matchup too. Now I'm not just I'm high off of this win. I'm ecstatic, but as long as you push Boston as long as possible into the Eastern Conference Finals, and until then, hey, we've seen Boston choke in the playoffs, so you never know. But look, Knicks are on a mission. They're on a mission. Don't count them out, man. What they've been telling us this last week is to not count them out. Don't count them out, man. I'm telling you, as long as we got this guy number 11, JB, I'm telling you, we got a shot. Alejandro, what's going on? Brunson getting right for the playoffs. TNT always hating on the Knicks is crazy. JB demolished the Celly. No matter what we do, TNT will never acknowledge. It's true, man. TNT would never acknowledge. Like, Kenny Smith is salty, number one. I think the realest person on there is Chuck. Shaq is okay at times, but what Kenny Smith said two months ago about Brunson, now he's kind of walking it back. And I know Brunson's play has Brunson has played, and like he's top five in MVP. That's set in stone. You can stamp that set in stone. Like, best point guard in the NBA right now. Last week I said he's top two in the NBA and he's not number two. He's definitely not number two now. You can argue, people have been arguing with me, Luka, Shea, and look, man, we're witnessing greatness. What the Knicks have overcome this year between the Randall injury, the Anunoby in and out, the Mitchell Robinson missing 50 games, just the different lineups that they have had to overcome. And for them to be fighting for the number two seed in the Eastern Conference right now is absolutely crazy. Just take a step back and think about that. Like, it's crazy. It's crazy. Oh, man. CM, what's going on? Had 90, DDDV had 90 finishes, must balance the threes. Yeah, Dante and Hartenstein were left in there in that fourth quarter at the end. Tom Thibodeau was going crazy. Lynette, I don't want us in the second seed. I want the Cavs or Orlando in the first round. I can't argue with you there, Lynette. there's a part of me that does not want that second seed. Because right now, if you were in the second seed, let's pull it up. So right now the Knicks are all alone in third, and they essentially are two games up on the Cleveland Cavaliers because we own that tiebreaker, right? So essentially, if the Knicks win one, even if the Cavs win one, we lock up the third seed, right? And then we would play right now. Look, it can either be Indiana or Orlando in the third seed. But like Lynette says, if you jump to that two seed and the Bucks, I think Damian Lillard is doubtful for tomorrow. So the Bucks are like, do we really want the two seed? Because right now the two seed is either the 76ers or the Heat, the winner of that matchup. But the Indiana Pacers can fall behind the 76ers, or the Magic can fall behind the 76ers. So yes, Lynette, I agree with you. I really don't want to mess with that two seed. I really want to stay in the third seed. That's where I really want to stay. But at the end of the day, just let the dominoes fall into place and hopefully we get a good matchup, right? You can't really be picky and choosy, but the win tonight was a massive step in the right direction to locking up that third seed, home court advantage, and to, you know, not getting Boston until the Eastern Conference Finals. S550 says the bench versus bench. Celtics were cooking us. I got a little frustrated in that fourth, not going to lie. Yeah. Knicks mailed it in. They mailed it in. They were up by like 30 in this game, right? They mailed it in. And the Celtics honestly should have just played their bench today. Like, they play with tons of energy. And the Celtics starters just looked like, I don't know. They just didn't look. Porzingis, the thing in the first quarter, Hartenstein was outplaying Porzingis. Porzingis has been in and out with an injury, but Hartenstein was outplaying Porzingis. Anunoby was playing great defense. I think Anunoby was sticking on Tatum for the most part and switching on Brown. So, yeah, fourth quarter. Look, Brunson 1 point away from another back-to-back-to-back 40-point game. I know he wanted that 1 point, but yeah, that's 550. Their bench was cooking us. They were hitting all of their shots in that fourth quarter. Alejandro says, Kenny from New York and is the biggest Knick hater in the world. TNT always hated on the Knicks no matter what we accomplish. Yeah, ever since, Kenny didn't get the Knicks job, right? The Knicks coaching job. And ever since then, he's kind of like downplaying the Knicks. But look, man, prove him wrong, right? All we can do is shut them up with wins. That's it. Harlem says, even though the game didn't mean anything, mentally Boston knows we are a problem. Boom. Right there. We put, not fear, we put like, a, we gave him a little punch. You know, we gave him a little jab. You know, we let it be known, like, we're not going to be an easy out in the playoffs if you were to face us. It's not going to be a gentleman's sweep. It's not going to be a sweep. It's not going to be easy. Like, I can go down the list of teams in the East. They do not want to face the Knicks. Like, the Knicks outwork you. They outsmart you. And with number 11 playing like the way he's playing right now, who's stopping him? Who's stopping JB right now? Nobody. Nobody in the NBA is stopping Jalen Brunson. Nobody. He's just on a whole nother level right now. And guys, in the playoffs, he takes it up a notch. We saw it last year firsthand. He takes it up a notch in the playoffs. He's different. He's built different. He's built for New York. He's built different. He's built for the moment. And they surrounded him with complimentary pieces and everyone is fitting the puzzle. And man, you can see the joy in my face. I'm excited because I feel like we do have a run in us this playoffs, but we just got to, you know, keep the eyes on the prize, man. Don't want to get too above my head here, but this Knicks team, man, you don't want to play them. And like Harlem said, even though it didn't mean anything to Boston, now they know. Mike says our defense is the reason we'll make it to the Eastern Conference Finals. What's going on, Mike? Yeah, Mike, just got it one round at a time, Mike. One round at a time. Evan says, I'm starting to believe that we are witnessing a superstar like Jordan, a cold stone assassin. Evan. Yeah, man. I mean, he's amazing. This guy's amazing. He's absolutely incredible. Led says, I high key am scared of the Heat and healthy 76ers. I do not love. So yeah, I want to be the 2 seed for bragging rights, but I would rather play Orlando or Indiana and be the 3 seed and lose bragging rights. That's the thing, right? You get the 2 seed, huge accomplishment, big accomplishment, massive accomplishment. Dealing with what we've dealt with this year, 2 seed, amazing. But it can also come with the Miami Heat matchup and the 76ers matchup in the first round. But like I said, 76ers are right there knocking at the door for the 6 seed. Right, they're knocking at the door. It's looking like the Heat are going to stay in the play-in tournament, but it could, like, we just have to see. The Bucks have kind of, look, Dame is out. He's doubtful for tomorrow, and they face OKC, the Bucks. So you figure they're going to lose that game. So if they lose that game, and if we win the game tomorrow versus Brooklyn, we are tied with them in the standings, and they own the tiebreaker. And then the last game of the season, Knicks, Bulls, and the Bucks play, I think, the Magic. That could mean either the 2 seed or the 3 seed. That's the 2 seed or the 3 seed right there. Bucks lose, we win. We get the 2 seed. And then whoever else falls in the dominoes. Alberto, what's going on? Salute my Knicks family. Salute Anthony. Salute Alberto, man, just coming on here after a great Knicks victory. Jalen Brunson, man, number 11 is a problem. Number 11 is a problem. Playoffs are right there on the horizon. Knicks are knocking at the door. Knicks are going to be a problem. I'm excited. Dame says our Knicks looking Eastern Conference Finals ready. Dame, you know it. You see it, Dame. You see it. This guy right here, man. JB, problem. I'm in awe of his play. Like, I didn't think he'll be this good. I didn't. He's a superstar. Enough of that. Enough of that, oh, get JB, you know, JB can't do it alone. Look, Knicks have built a great team around JB, but enough of that 1A BS talk. Enough of that he's not a superstar talk. Enough of that he can't carry us. Look, as long as the pieces are there and the pieces are there, we just dealt with some injuries. Dang, man, you see it. You see it. Ortiz, what's up, brother? Salute. I'm not afraid of the Celtics anymore. I mean... Come on, I'm more afraid of their bench. They almost got us in the last quarter. But then again, our bench sucks. Deuce tonight was bad. Precious tonight with another stinker. And Bogdanović is, our bench is really, we're counting on Deuce to score and Bogdanović right now to score. And if those guys aren't scoring, it's going to be an issue, right? So, but we know in the playoffs, these rotations shrink. They shrink a lot. So, yeah. I mean, I have faith in those guys. Hopefully those guys will get going and, you know, hopefully those guys can get going. But I have faith in them because they've been playing well. They've been playing all right. So, we just got to keep faith in them. Keep faith in the guys, man. Alberto says, I know I'm repeating myself, but you tell me if Tatum, Jokic, Giannis, Giannis, Ant-Man, if they were missing their entire starting front court will... Yeah. Look, what the New York Knicks had to have overcome this season, I've been saying it, we've been repeating ourselves, Jalen Brunson has improved from last season. He's even better. And it's crazy to say that. I mean, teams are the way, first of all, let's give credit to Brunson, the player, improving himself. And let's give credit to Tom Thibodeau, too. You know, the schemes, getting him in his right spots, the adjustments. You know, what has Tom Thibodeau kind of been getting slack for? The adjustments, right? They've adjusted, you know, to what teams are throwing at Brunson. They're throwing blitzes at him. They're throwing double teams at him. Celtics were throwing a double team at him tonight. Tatum and Brown, they were doubling him. And Brunson has done a great job reading the double teams and getting that ball out quickly to Hartenstein, and the ball just keeps moving after that. And you have Dante and OG, you know, doing their thing. So credit to the coaching staff too. You know, I'm sure Brunson is going to credit them. He wouldn't look, man. I have no words for Jalen Brunson. This dude is amazing. Mike says OG can check any team's best wing. Yeah, man. That's why we brought him in here for. This was his first game against the Boston Celtics, his first matchup against the Boston Celtics. And now, what are we, 18-3 with Ananobi? 18-3 with Ananobi and like 8 or 17-2 with Ananobi and Brunson in the lineup. Numbers speak for themselves. The numbers speak for themselves. Like, I'm just happy Ananobi's healthy and we can get the ball rolling now, man. We got the Nets tomorrow. Evan says, who would the Heat play in the play-in tournament? It'll either be whoever ends up in that 7th seed, Evan. 76ers, Indiana, or Orlando. Still very much up in the air. S550 says, Stan Van Gundy put Brunson in the 4th for MVP and said he knows the weight he has carried out because of injuries. Brunson slowly... I opened up this post game saying, I'm glad this game was on TNT. So America can witness number 11 in Jalen Brunson. America got a dose of Jalen Brunson because I've been putting out a lot of content surrounding Brunson and kind of pushing his whole MVP narrative. Been getting a lot of pushback from other NBA fans. No, you don't know ball, this and that, Shea, Luka, not taking anything away from them. But I'm glad, you know, hopefully, I don't know what it is. People hate the Knicks. I don't know what it is. I really don't. Like, but it's time that the disrespect needs to stop because he's creeping. I mean, now he's top five. He's top five. Top four, maybe. Like Stan Van Gundy. So, look, man, he's awesome. And he's going to be leading us in these playoffs, man. Oh, man. CM says, was actually a compliment for Dante earlier. Nifty, nice finishes. 990. Yeah, Dante, look. Dante's going to do, he's a good, he's an underrated defender too, Dante. And we all know his three-point ability, smashed the Knicks three-point record, still going, two games left. And look, he's going to be a huge, look, Dante, the Nova boys, their chemistry has brought us to this point and their chemistry has, you know, is it going to be a reason why we're going to hopefully go far in the playoffs, man, led by our God and Jalen Brunson, man. Oh, man. Ladies and gentlemen, Jalen Brunson is him, like Mel said in the chat. What's going on, Mel? Mike says Bogdan looked like Kyrie on that play. That underhanded layup. And Bogdanovich doesn't really have a good layup package. Like, he's normally not finishing around the rims. He's normally, like, he stinks around the rim. Not going to lie to you. And then that underhanded layup, I was like, what? Like, are you serious right now, Bogdanovich? But he's been playing well. He's starting to click. He's starting to get it. Justin says, I think we win out and the Bucks lose out, to be honest. With you also is Dame. Yeah, Dame is, I think he's doubtful for tomorrow. So Bucks can very, very much lose out. And the Knicks can win out. And then we're the 2 seed. And then we just have to wait and see who comes out of that play-in tournament. But the only advantage of that, like if we finish 2, like I would rather finish 3, obviously. But if we finish 2, the play-in teams, they're going to be coming off some gritty games, right? They're going to be coming off some gritty games. Their legs are going to be tired. And they're going to have to face the Knicks in the first round in Madison Square Garden. That's the only advantage, in my opinion, because right now it's the 76ers and the Miami Heat. You really want to try to avoid those teams in the first round, right? I would rather play the 76ers because we all know the Heat and the problems they pose. But, yeah, I mean, it's very much still fluent up in the air. Very much still fluent. Alberto says we don't need another superstar. Just resign everybody for next year. Yeah, Alberto. We'll see. We'll see what happens. Alejandro says, you're right, bro. JB turns it up in the playoffs. Can't wait to see what he does. Been a Knicks fan for 40 years. Wow. Shout out to you, Alberto. Haven't seen anything like JB. Bernard King was like that for one season, but not like Brunson. Wow. Alejandro. Jalen Brunson is a problem. People are saying he's the best Knicks point guard since Clyde Frazier. Clyde Frazier, man. He's the best. And this is only his second season in the midst of a 4-year, $20 million underpaid contract. It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. Vegan in the chat, we are so deep right now. The passing, people not ready. The team team ball anymore, and the league is man, I love the enthusiasm. Look, this was a big win, guys. This was a big win. Look, we're one step closer to 50 wins, one step closer to locking up home court. Pretty much locked up home court. And I've been saying it, guys. I put out a bunch of content around it. As long as we got number 11, don't count us out. NBA, I hope you saw number 11 today firsthand. As long as we got JB, do not count us out. We've seen him in the playoffs torch Donovan Mitchell. We've seen him in the playoffs almost single-handedly beat the Miami Heat. I know almost don't cut it, but look, man, don't count us out. Brunson is top two in being doubled off screens. Mike, he's been the blitzes that he's been seeing this year, the double teams that he's been seeing, he's grown. Getting the passes off to Hartenstein. Hartenstein, we all know he's a great passer, passing it to the corner guys. Hart kind of lingering in the middle there, doing his thing. And yeah. Ortiz, 18-3 with OG. Yeah, there we go. I got to tweet out the OG Anunoby video on the Knicks Nation page. I normally tweet out the OG Anunoby 18-3. Look, 18-3 with Anunoby. As crazy as that sounds, guys. That's crazy. Let me go to the NBA standings because I know they have the bracket. And I just want to see the bracket so we can get a bigger picture. All right, here's the bracket, right? So it's still Knicks Pacers. Still Knicks Pacers, but Bucks can very much lose out. Damian Lillard is doubtful tomorrow, and they're without Giannis for the rest of the season. And they face OKC and the Magic. So that situation is very much fluent. And this is what I'm talking about. You finish number two right now, the 76ers and Heat, the winner of that. Whoever wins, you get. So if the 76ers win, you face the 76ers in the first round. Heat win, you face the Heat. The 3-6, very much fluent. Pacers can finish 6. Cavs can finish number 6. Magic can finish number 6. The 76ers can finish number 6. Very much still up in the air. Very much still up in the air. And obviously, out of those three, I want the Orlando Magic. That's who I'd rather the New York Knicks play in the first round, is the Orlando Magic, right? Because they're inexperienced. If we get hot, they can't really keep up with us offensively. We got someone to throw out Paolo. They'll try to throw some guys at Jalen Brunson, but what Jalen Brunson has shown us is it's not an issue. Pacers, they can score, right? So if we have an off game, Pacers can score in spurts. They can go on a 10-15 all run in the blink of an eye, right? And of course, the 76ers and the Heat pose their own issues. But out of that group, it's the Magic who I want to face. All right, who do you guys want to face out of that group? Let me ask you guys. Let me ask the chat. Who do you guys want to face out of that group? Joel says, congrats on your channel growing. Knicks proven, everyone. Joel, thank you, man. Appreciate it, man. Appreciate you. Yes, if you haven't done so already, please subscribe to the channel. Hit the thumbs up button. Growing like crazy. Going to be pushing a lot of content out during these playoffs. Going to be outside the Garden. I'm going to be, right now I have tickets for game one and game two for the NBA playoffs, so I'll be there. Yeah, man. Thank you, Drew. I appreciate it. Vegan says, bro, proud of your channel. Been here since day one. Happy for you, my dude. Vegan, man, that's much love, man. Appreciate you. Appreciate every single one of you rocking with me, man. Been doing this for what? This is my second season doing this. And hey, man, I love it. I love the Knicks like you guys. And I'm just happy that we're in the playoffs, back-to-back seasons in the playoffs. And I'm excited, man. But yes, I appreciate the love, Vegan, Joel. Appreciate it, man. S550 says, Hoops Hype Global Rating puts Brunson second best player for the last month, only under Jokic. He is really him. He's him. Wow, that's some good insight, S550. He's him, man. So he's right behind Jokic. Look, guys, there's some guys playing well in the NBA. I know Luka's playing at another level in the NBA. I saw him yesterday versus the Heat when we locked up that top six seed. He's playing absolutely incredible. But yeah, JB, man, look, I should put on the jersey, honestly, but I got on the Brunson shirt. Let me get you guys a quick look at the shirt. Brunson, he's him. Not scared. Mike says, give me the Pacers. The offense isn't built for the playoffs. So we got the Pacers. We got one Pacers, I want the Orlando Magic. Alberto says, not scared of anyone. This team is special. That's the attitude you got to have, right? That's the attitude you got to have at the end of the day. Can't be scared of anybody. This team is special. We can win a round, and depending who we get matched up with in the second round. Because, guys, let's say the Bucks advance to the second round, right? And these calf injuries for Giannis, like he is dealing with a calf strain. And those things are not easy to come back from. And he's a freak. So he's not going to be the same. Even if he comes back, he risks re-injuring that thing. Even with Giannis, the Bucks aren't that good of a team. So you're telling me if the Knicks advance to the second round and somehow the Bucks advance to the second round, it's Knicks-Bucks second round? Now, I'm not saying it's going to be easy. It's going to be a dogfight. Still got Dame and a hobbled Giannis. That's why, you know, you wanted to stay in the 2-3 seed to kind of avoid Boston into the Eastern Conference Finals. But it's kind of, you know, opening it up here. Evan says Orlando has more experience or no experience? Yeah, Orlando has no experience. Indiana has no experience. And the Cleveland Cavaliers said last year that the lights were too bright for them. That's what the Cavs said last year. The lights were too bright. So, Vega says Pacers look ready to get got, though. We got their number. The thing about the Pacers, right? The villain will be Haliburton. Haliburton will turn into that Trae Young villain. That Reggie Miller villain, right? And I feel like that would be an absolute crazy series because Knicks fans would grow their hatred for Tyrese Haliburton in that series. He'll be another villain. Another villain on the list. We had Trae Young, and it's going to be Haliburton if we face the Pacers. So that will be intriguing. But yeah, the Pacers, like I said, they could score in spurts, and Haliburton is good. He's good. He can be great at times too. He's not just good. He can be great. Don't want to take anything from Haliburton. And then they have the pieces around him. So CM says Magic have no backcourt. Probably got lucky versus us when we were injured. CM, yeah, I mean, that's exactly why. Like, they have Cole Anthony, right? And Cole Anthony kind of comes off the bench. They have Anthony Black. They have Suggs. Defenders. Black, Suggs, defenders, right? Suggs can hit threes, but I think he's shooting in the 30s. Cole Anthony is the guy coming in off the bench, kind of like they're not comparing the two, but quickly, right? He can come in and score. He's their scorer off the bench. And then you obviously have Paolo doing his thing and, you know, the Wagner guys, and they've been hurt, though. But, yeah, that's why I've been saying I kind of want the Magic, you know? Dame says, check it. I'll take anyone in the first round. It don't matter. Knicks is up. There we go, Dame. There we go. I love it. There we go, man. That's the mentality you got to have. Look, first round, we should be able to beat anybody in the first round, right? We should. Because it would be a disappointing if we were to lose to the Pacers, the Cavs, the Magic in the first round. So, like Dame says, check it. I'll take anyone in the first round. Tip the ball up. We got home court. Madison Square Garden is your sixth man. It is. The place shakes in the playoffs. It shakes. Like, if a team is coming in here thinking that, look, anything they haven't experienced before, they're going to experience it. That's our sixth man in the playoffs, man. And what we saw last year is some big games, right? Game 3 versus Cleveland. Kind of like a scrappy, tough game, low-scoring game. Knicks came out. Game 4, Knicks took control of that game for the most part. Heat, game 1, lost. Game 2, won. And then, you know, obviously we all know how that series ended. But look, home court is a big thing for the New York Knicks, and 50 wins is as well. But we just had, look, this thing is very fluid. Very fluid, man. We could finish anywhere from, I think right now it's either 2 or 3. I think it's 2 or 3. Even if we win next game, I think we lock up the 3 seed, guys. I think no matter what happens, we win tomorrow, we lock up we can't go any lower than 3 if we win tomorrow. And just think about that. It's crazy. S550 says, I want the Pacers. They like defense, and all you got to do is throw OG on Siakam and put pressure on Haliburton. He is also not 100% healthy from the hamstring injury. Yes, Haliburton hasn't been 100% healthy from the hamstring injury, and OG knows Siakam's game in and out, right? Good point. Obviously, you got OB, the return of OB. Yeah, I mean, look, any of those teams we should beat, right? Indiana, Orlando. I think Orlando would pose the easiest. That's just my opinion. Like, Orlando can get a sweep, you know? I don't want to be too, like, cocky, but I think Orlando can get a sweep, you know? Ortiz says, give me whoever you want. I'm not scared. You want to be and prove you were the best, and let's beat the best and call it a year. If you want to be the best, you got to beat the best. Love it. Vegan says, the only villain this year is JB. Like they said, he's a mother effer. He's a mother effer, man. Dante Dynamite and Bodega 44 def been doing a lot better job at finishing at the rim. Bodega 44, that's what we're calling him. Bodega 44, that's hilarious. But yeah, Bogey's been look, there's been games where, you know, him at the rim, you're like, bro, come on. Like, you can't, what are you doing? Like, his layup package is not that great. But tonight, like you said, he's been playing extremely well. I put out a video about Bogdanović on the channel. He's been playing well. And like if he's going to come in and knock down his shots and create his own shot and knock down open looks to give that extra rest to Brunson, it's look out. It's look out. That's exactly what we need off the bench. Derek from Twitter, big game tomorrow. Cavs Pacers. Cavs may be the sixth seed. Derek, yeah, I mean, look, tomorrow is, let me just pull up the schedule tomorrow because it's crazy, right? I think the Cavs get the Pacers schedule. Where am I going here? I think Cavs, Pacers, yeah, here we go. So tomorrow, Orlando, Philly, that's a big game. Bulls, wait, I think the Bulls locked up the play-in. So, and then Indiana Cavs, like you said. And that's really the only games we should be watching. And then the Bucks Thunder. But like I said, Dame is doubtful in that game. So, he's doubtful in that game. So, Bucks are kind of mailing it in, kind of. Vegan says, you heard Shaq say, now we are the most dangerous team in the East. No, I haven't, man. I'm on here with you guys, man. I'll do all that stuff at the, like, when we get off this live stream. I'll go through everything, man. But those guys, man, like Ja Morant, man, stay over there. Kenny Smith said, had halftime, Jalen Brunson is by far the best player in the Eastern Conference. 2 months ago, he said Paolo was better, Haliburton was better. And Haliburton was playing at an all-time level. Like, he was playing great until he got hurt. Then he said Donovan Mitchell, any given day when the Knicks come into a game, they don't have the best player on the team. He said the problem with the Knicks is. That's what he said. And then today he switched it up. Stay over there, please. Stay over there. Vegas says Bogey's playing like he want to play in the playoffs, unlike Burks. Burks is out of the rotation. He's finito, Alec Burks, man. He's cooked. He's been putting on some single digits affair. He's done, man. And Tom Thibodeau says stay ready. That's kind of his signal for stay ready in case of an injury. He didn't even play tonight, Burks. He didn't even play tonight. Bob, what's going on, Bob? Man, I'm just happy the game is over because it looked like a playoff game to me. Knicks had something to prove tonight. Bob, yeah, man. Got the victory. Got the dub. Huge win in Boston. We got the Nets tomorrow. Lock up a top three seed in the East. Lock up home court, and then we go from there. Jalen Brunson, man, is amazing. Absolutely incredible. All-star, superstar. Hope you guys – he's amazing, man. He's incredible. And playoff Brunson is different. I can't wait to watch Jalen Brunson in the playoffs, man. He's absolutely incredible. And he's an MVP caliber type player, man. He's playing he just continues to impress me. He's getting better and better. And I didn't think we were going to see that out of him. He's getting better. Bob says, I'm glad we have a player that is playing at a high level. Thank you, Brunson. Big Taz says, but wait, did Brunson really do that? Big Taz, man, what's going on? You were in here earlier, right? Were you in here earlier? Yeah, you were. Big Taz likes to hop around from live stream to live stream. I see you around, Big Taz. I see you around. But yeah, Brunson really, look, incredible player, man. He did it against Caruso. Look at this run. Let me just, before we head up on out of here, I just want to show you the Jalen Brunson, the game log. I just want to show you guys the game log, all right? Look at this game log. 39 tonight, 45, 43, 35, 35, 20, 30, 61. Incredible. He's an incredible player. He's an incredible player. And this was OG. This is what I love about OG, right? This is what I love about OG. Knicks get a big win. Not a care in the world. Job not finished. Job not finished, man. Staring into the Celtics soul. Staring into the Celtics soul. Like, y'all thought you were, you know, you were high-ish, right? You thought you were the king of the hill. You could still be. You're still the king of the hill, but this is the first game you played with me on the court. And look at the result. Look at the result. CM says, what was crazy? Swarm defense at the end. We couldn't even get the ball up court. Refs weren't calling. And that, first of all, in that fourth quarter, CM, the refs weren't calling anything. Celtics were hacking the heck out of the Knicks. And the refs just were like, I'm ready to get the heck out of here. Celtics are not going to come back. Look, we're going to let them play like 90s style basketball and just hack them. But yeah, they were, look, credit to the Celtics bench. They got them back in the game. They were hitting all their shots too. Bob says 39 points in three quarters and missed two free throws. Man, Brunson, I see you are better than expectations. Yeah, man. Stanley, what's going on? 39 on only 23 shots. Incredible. Yeah, man. This dude right here, guys. As long as we got JB, anything is possible. I've been saying it, and I'm going to keep saying it. As long as we got number 11, anything is possible. This was fun, guys. Appreciate you getting here. I think I'm live streaming on Twitter as well. Those of you on Twitter, shout out to you guys for hopping in. YouTube, if you're on Twitter, hop over to the YouTube, subscribe to the channel. Really would appreciate that as well. Be back tomorrow. And then hopefully we get a better sense of who the Knicks would play, right? It's very much still up in the air. Shout out to the boys. Shout out to JB. Shout out to the whole Knicks squad. OG. Everybody. Everybody, man. Absolutely incredible win in Boston. Incredible win in Beantown. Two more games remaining, man. 80 games down. Two more games to go. Edwin, what's going on? Big Bully Brunson. He needs to stay there all night. Stanley, Brunson reminds me of Iverson when he took the 76ers to the finals. Wow. Stanley, man. That's some high. Yeah, man. That's some high praise. But Brunson, like Allen Hodge has been saying it on his radio station, he's the best Knick point guard since possibly Clyde. It's crazy. S550 says, I'm just glad OG is on our side with him. It's endless possibilities. Ah, man. I'm glad we're healthy. End the season healthy. End the season with on a nice winning streak. And let's go.
Thanks for listening. Please hit that follow button to stay updated with our latest episodes. And we also greatly appreciate those 5-star reviews. For you video enthusiasts out there, head over to our YouTube channel to catch the podcast in video form. YouTube.com/KnicksNation. You'll find all the relevant links conveniently listed in the show notes below. See you next time.